Righto, before we kick today's yarn up the freckle, just want to say a big thanks to all the legends that keep the lights on here at Alpha Blokes HQ. Better beer. Now look, we're heading into the fight camp. Things are happening. We're all moving. Heaps of fitness going on, but I still want to have a beer. So I'm going to have a few middies. If you want to get a few kegs off the tum, try the Better Beer middies out.
I'd like to thank CTC for keeping our domes out of the sun and looking good in the studio.
Bloody oath. SP Tools for making sure no matter what mischief we run into, we got the tool to get us out of trouble.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping us fueled for this upcoming fight and just daily battles, I guess.
And the true blue Aussie bookie Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, etc. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas.
Do you know what my favourite thing about it is, Cam?
What's that, mate?
Taking it into the shower and just ploughing it down the drain. Yep. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but I love doing it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants!
Hey, happy Friday. Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Here to give the everyday battler a voice and delete head noise one laugh at a time. Boys, before we rip in today, let's get into one of these better beers.
I've already cracked mine.
Horse, we'll get that India. Jog in a can, win the tin. Cheers, brother. The athlete's choice, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, mate. These lads.
Get into a bit of admin first. So we got the merch drop coming up in exactly a week's time here. Shout out to the best camo for the designs once again. Check him out on Insta. So yeah, week away, February 10th it's going to be. 6 p.m. Queensland time, 7 p.m. dad kissing time. So if you're giving dad a kiss around dinner, maybe push it back a bit so you don't miss out.
Get your tongue out of his mouth.
Yeah, that's right. And get it onto the keyboard because you can go check out the website anytime now and put in your email. And that way you'll get an email before the drop happens. Fishing shirts, carry-on coolers, yabby pump stickers, and the fucking trusty old black trucker cap.
Signature.
The signature, baby. So, yeah, don't miss out on that. Excuse me. Mate, Dan Redcliffe is our guest today, a.k.a. Blind Man Dan. How are you, brother?
Good, lads. Good. Well travelled.
Yeah. You had a bit of a mission getting up here, didn't you, bro? Mate,
I'd rather slam my dick in a sliding glass door than do that again, tell you. Hey.
How'd you get here, mate? Yeah, what was the mission?
Oh, I did a bit of horseback, then hitchhiked, but mostly train.
Yeah, right.
Trained from Townsville to Rocky. Did a few days in Rocky. And I may have drank a bit too much on Rocky, but I'm still regretting Rocky.
Yeah.
But there was a derailment between Gladstone and Rocky.
So yeah, Marmor for people that would have seen it.
Yeah, we went past on the highway, massive pileup of containers. Hey, it looked unreal.
You wonder how that happens on a train track.
Yeah.
Like,
apparently today's clipped day a, it ran up the arse of the buddy coal train.
True.
Yeah.
Wow.
Far out.
And I'm thinking, fuck, what the hell's a tilt train? And I was on that bastard, you know?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. Lucky it wasn't a fucking people carrier.
Yeah. Yeah,
that would have been.
There's a lot of carnage. I reckon 3-4 days to clean it up.
Yeah,
fucking hell.
And mate, you had a bit of a bust up. I picked you up today, and you reckon you're a bit sore, mate, why don't you?
I am sore and sitting on that train did not help at all. Like fucking hell. I stacked the scooter.
What, one of those lime ones?
The little purple one we got up in Townsville.
Back up the home.
Yeah, we got two sorts. We got this buddy, the orange one, and it's more of a wideboard thing for the big people. And you got this little nimble purple one, so obviously I chose the nimble purple one. And, yeah, the council was doing a bit of work on the footpath and had a detour around the footpath. So I come off and they had a nice crusher dust exit, but they had no fucking entry on the other side. And, yeah, the front wheels hit the edge of the concrete and it's just fucking spat me from full send to just, damn, I'm over it. Just hit the ground. I was winded. I couldn't breathe. I heard my head hit the concrete and, yeah, busted my shoulder. Got all the skin off my shoulder. Big lump on the side of my head. My face swelled up that much. It actually swelled around my glasses arm.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Busted like, rib. Because your license, they've taken your license?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2013.
They took my license. Righto. So I suppose, like, to get into it for everyone listening today, so Blind Man Dan is what you got going on at the moment. Can you explain a little bit about, like, where you're at with your vision and how, you know, how blind are you pretty much?
Yeah, so I'm down to 5 degrees of peripheral vision.
Yeah.
So I got pretty good central vision. Mm-hmm. It's not great, but I've still got pretty good central vision. So it's a hard disease for people to understand because they see me riding scooters and they see me driving the boat and shooting a gun and doing all this shit that normal people do.
Yeah.
But you put me in like fucking Woolworths or Bunnings, mate, I just want to sit down on the ground and cry. I can't see shit.
Yeah,
right. I'm looking at you now, Tommy, I can't see Cam at all. Yeah. Like, I can't see my hand.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like, I'll tell you when I can see my hand. I'm just looking dead at you, right? Dead at your face, okay? Now.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, right.
So I've got like nothing down here. Yeah. So I'm forever tripping over things. I'm,
yeah, you know, right.
Those yellow bollards at the front of shops?
Yep.
Yeah, my dick's seen plenty of those.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Mate. Oh, bud, you'd need to walk around with a cricket cup.
Mate, they're not there to stop cars. They're there to stop fucking blind cars. This is fucked.
Oh, mate. So you take the cane, brother.
Yeah.
And you just sort of give it a bit of a wave around one of your impact areas.
Yeah, and I can't even get my head around the cane. Like, with the cane, I'm only using what they call an ID cane. It's a short one. Mm. But they want me to use the big long one with the ball on it. But
yep.
For some reason, I just can't get my head around that. I've only been using the cane probably the last 2 years sort of, very sparingly, you know, like I still got that complex. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was just taking out too many kids and old ladies and shit.
So
people don't know what's wrong with you, you know. So
yeah,
I go to a pub, I get kicked out before I ever get in there.
Yeah. Oh, you've had enough, mate.
Oh,
yeah.
Mate, you're fucking blind. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that. Well, I am actually blind,
mate. I got a tattooed on me just to leave me alone at the pub.
What's it say?
So I've got the medical symbol here, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I changed the name to legally blind at the bottom and...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There you go.
The security guard one day didn't believe me, eh? He's like, mate, I got a tattooed on me. That doesn't mean shit. I said, who the fuck would get legally blind tattooed on them if they're not? Yeah. I hadn't had a drink yet. I was stone cold sober.
Oh, true. Yeah, so he's just got rid of you because you were fucking bumping into
him. Mate, he was a new bloke. Like, I was living in Nelly Beach. So I knew all the security guards by name. And I looked at him and said, you're new. And he goes, yeah, but he was just on a power trip, this prick, eh?
Yeah, right.
And so I walked into this pub and they, we walked in and we just finished work. I was working for my mates, bloody mechanic, and for them, I'm a marine mechanic by trade. Yep. I was working on their boats. I was fucked all day. And we went in, come on, go for a beer. So I've walked in the pub and I've just gone straight to the toilet, had a piss. So I've gone through the toilet and I come back out and I just sat down, went to pick my schooner up. He taps me on the shoulder and said, mate, you got to go. You've had enough. I said, what are you talking about? I haven't even had a fucking sip yet.
Yeah.
He goes, mate, you're wasted. Like, I said, all right. I said, you're new. He goes, but what makes you think I'm drunk? He goes, when you're walking, you're looking at the ground. So I'm sitting at this table with 15 of us. And I look at all these, me mates, goes, where the fuck do you cunts look? Everyone just pissed themselves laughing, eh?
Yeah.
And they give this poor bastard's curry, man. They fucking hammered this bloody security guard.
Yeah.
I said, mate, go get your manager. He goes, nah, he wouldn't let up. Because you got anything to say that you're legally blind. It was like that. It means shit. And then he goes, give me a, got a card or something. I said, yeah, so I give him his fucking card. It says I'm legally blind. Still didn't believe me.
Oh, true.
And his manager comes out. And she goes, what are you doing? That's Dan. No, he's fine. Oh, mate, I'm so sorry. Well, this bloke, he just bent over backwards to make my night. Eh?
Oh, you can imagine how shit you'd feel, eh?
He felt shit house as poor bastard, eh? And mates didn't help either. Every time they got to go to the toilet, they pretended to be fucking off. Oh. And they're like, oh, you better kick me out, mate. I'm a bit fucked. I'm like, oh. He's like, I want to buy you a drink. I said, mate, I want to buy you a drink. You're fucking stressing more than me.
Chill out, brother.
What pub was that? Or
that was Magnum's. Early Beach.
Yeah. Mark, I think we've all had a rip and tear there.
Mate, I've got some horrible. It's shocking. When that, it's like, so the biggest thing with this night vision, and getting back to my vision, I guess, buddy, the biggest thing with it is I've got named night vision, my night vision shit house.
Oh, right.
So as soon as it gets a little bit dark or in a shaded area, dark pub and all that, I can't see fuck all.
Yeah.
Can't see my hand from your face. And I never really like going back to this at night because it was fucking dark.
Yeah.
I got lost in it heaps of times.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Why'd you just fucking end up bumping into some cunt and asking to get you? Yeah, they probably think you're fried.
They do. Yeah. They would. And I'm frazzled. I freaking look fried too. Because I'm like, I'm fucking lost, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I went on night at Magnus, went to the toilet there, and there's two toilets, one in the frigging pokey room that I can feel my way pretty good to that one. I got that one down pat.
Yeah.
There's another one down the dungeon where you go down a few stairs.
Well, there's a bit of brawl there.
Yeah.
And Max bit.
Yeah. Didn't win.
You just know which sounds what.
Yeah, very much. And I went down to this dungeon toilet, man, and I come back out, and I just couldn't see a thing. I don't know what, like, just my eyes adjusted.
Yeah.
I was just pitch black, eh? And the security guard comes up to me, and he goes, mate, you've had enough. I said, I know I've had a fucking enough. Can you get me out of here? He goes, what do you mean? I said, can you leave me at the front? Mm. You're a fucking fuck off idiot. And then and walked away, left me there.
Oh, no.
And I'm just sat there, and I'm just like, fuck. Just sat there, just dead still, and just trying to get me vision. This duck comes up to me and goes, are you all right, mate? I said, I'll give you $100 to leave me out of this pub, eh? That'd be silly. She just let me out of the pub.
Yeah.
Thank right. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mate, when did you, I suppose taking it back to when you were a young fella, when did you first start to notice that your eyesight was going, or is it a hereditary thing? Like, how did that all come about?
Yeah, so hereditary is, they can't find, seem to find it anywhere in my family tree.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure I'm adopted, but mum won't come clean. Slut. And, so it started with the bad night vision. That's where it all starts, with retinitis pigmentosa.
Is that what it is? Sorry.
Retinitis pigmentosa.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it starts with the bad night vision, and then just starts eating away at your peripheral vision. So where it started with me is, like, you know, you get into that buddy 14, 15, going hunting with the boys and that, and we go shit pig hunting and that, and they step around a post covered in barbed wire. I'd run straight in the fucking thing.
Oh.
And they're like, mate, there's something fucking wrong with you. It's not fucking wrong. I'm fine. This is fucking see it. But everyone else can just run through the scrub like nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm fine. I'm constantly turning the torch on, you know, and they're always up to me. Stop turning the fucking torch on.
Did you have glasses as a kid?
Like, yeah. So, I got, so I was short-sighted, just like any sort of kid can get, you know, so that was at probably 5 years old. So I've got contact lenses, and now I've had glasses my whole life.
Yep.
So that's like a second fucking condition hit with all the bastards.
Yep.
And, but yeah, so I started with the night vision, and then I was just constantly like tripping over things. So I started with those slippery when wet signs on the floor. Like, you go to the supermarket, man, I'll fucking kick those bastards like a football, eh, down the aisle. Yeah. You know, that should make him yellow so I can see the cunts.
You broke him many toes from toe punting stuff?
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'm covered in bruises, though. Constantly running the stuff. And the biggest thing with it is, like, mentally it fucks you because you're just constantly hurt.
Oh, mate. You
know, making a dick of yourself.
Honestly, it'd be like, I picture when I'm in the dirtiest mood imaginable. Like, it'd be all right if you're just cruising and you went, oh, I can't. Yeah. But imagine when you are steaming about something and then you get hit in the nuts with a fucking yellow pole. Yeah. That'd really test it.
Oh, mate. Man, it hurts your pride. It, especially like when I was, you know, taking out little kids and shit, or taking out prams, you know. Like,
Yeah.
And before I had kids, you think, oh, fucking calm down, love, you know. Baby's still in there, but then when I had kids, someone touched my pram, fuck off, can't I kill you?
Oh, I get it.
But it's hard. Yeah, it's been hard with that. So over the years, it just got worse and worse. I got my license when I was, you know, 17, like everyone else.
Yeah.
But I was never allowed to drive at night. So, you know, obviously I did, but shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to tell mum, oh, the boys, we had a property out of town. The boys drove me to the front gate.
Like, yeah.
You're fucking full of shit. You drove all the way.
Yeah.
So all my cruises have always been like my fucking daytime. Spotlights galore.
Yeah. So you can see.
Yeah. So never allowed to drive at night. Every year I had to get a medical to keep my license.
Yeah.
And it never really changed until I went into the business and then started getting under a lot of stress. And then I could just feel it getting worse.
Oh, really? Deteriorated.
Yeah. I wasn't disappointed when they took my license. I was relieved.
So you it wasn't up to you then, sort of thing. You were just like, righto, that's it.
Yeah. You're pretty happy to give it up, going, I don't know how you just let me get this far.
I didn't even fight it. Yeah. I said, I had the earth moving company at the time.
Yep.
And I said to the doctor, I said, just take my truck license. And he goes, you got a fucking truck license? I'm like, oh, no. You never meant to have a fucking truck license.
Yeah,
look at 10 of the cunts. So yeah,
fucking hell.
And so I was bought a new cruiser. He goes, "We'll give it back."
Yeah,
I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah, right. When did you say that was?
2013.
Yeah, right. I've had to adjust to it for a fair while now, eh?
Yeah, but it's hard, man. Like people say, "Oh, you adjust it," but you don't, because like,
yeah,
it just keeps getting, like, what you can see one day, you feel like you can't see the next, because it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, man, your license being away, I meant.
Oh, like, yeah.
Dealing with life without being able to drive yourself.
Yeah, it hasn't, I don't know, for some reason, hasn't affected me that much. Like, it's an inconvenience.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
sitting on the train for fucking 4 days to come down here wasn't...
wasn't ideal.
Nah. Yeah, that's where I was thinking, oh, I wish I could drive.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's definitely worse things going on in the world, man, and me not having a license, eh? Yeah.
Tesla, mate.
Yeah, people say that.
Yeah, maybe. Fucking one day it will be.
Yeah, man, I'll fucking have drama trying the bus in the car park.
Yeah.
Yeah, charging station on the side of the road.
You'll see me trying to put the cunt into a tree or something.
Run the extension laid out in someone's shop. Mm. You're right, brother, I just need a bit of power.
Yeah. But surely you might be able to pass one if you only got to touch the steering wheel every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just to keep it on track.
You might be able to get another clearance. I don't know.
See how we go. See what the future brings when it comes to licenses, I guess.
Hopefully there's something that can clear sight. That's the fucking main thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I am hoping they can find a cure, because there's no cure at the moment. And, like, just destined to go blind. You know?
Yeah. Is that the... Oh, sorry, Ken.
What's the 10-minute surgery one that a lot of people have overseas, like cardiac, or, like, they do a bit of a scrape or something?
Yeah, so... I've got to get that, a cataract.
Cataract, yeah. Yeah,
so I'm booked in for that next month.
Well, see that Mr. Beast, that YouTuber, he just, like, paid to cure 1,000 people's sight, like, a couple of days ago or whatever. And yeah, it must have been that 10-minute sort of surgery.
Yeah, reach out, Mr. Beast. Fucking get in contact.
Yeah, fuck, you didn't pay for mine. Reimburse me, you prick.
Yeah.
But, so I got the cataracts started now, and I notice it's, like, it's really messing with my central vision.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I'm constantly doing this. I'm flicking my head like there's something in the way.
Yeah.
And it's making that central vision blurry. You have good days and bad days. It's it's pissing me off now.
So. Oh, it would be, especially if you're used to still being able to see.
Have that. I relied on that central vision, but now it's sort of.
So, man, what's the, like, with what you got? Sorry, I can't fucking remember what.
Retinitis pigment, RP. Just call it RP.
So RP. What's the end result with it, bro?
Like total blindness.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
When you how old were you when you figured out that that's what you actually had, and how'd you sort of take that news from the doc?
Oh, it's fucked. So, like, I don't want to put my head in the sand about it. I don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was a young fella, freaking, you know, I was living my best life, driving machinery and shooting guns and cars and motorbikes, and I didn't give a fuck about it. But the old girl, she was like, nah, something's wrong with you. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Yeah. And they diagnosed me with retinitis pigmentosa and said, yeah, you will eventually go blind. I was like, yeah. So that pretty hit me hard at 16, yeah.
Oh, bro, that would have hit you real hard.
Yeah.
Trying to fucking get through that. Especially, there's enough confusing shit going on at that time of your life. Yeah. Any 16-year-old as it is, let alone throw that in the mix as well.
I think the worst thing I did was I did put my head in the sand about it. And I kept living life like I was, drinking, not eating right, just not being healthy at all. And I think if I was a lot healthier, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Yeah, right.
You
know, I'd
probably be a lot better off.
Yep.
But, you know, saying that, it every year I went for that medical, you had to do a field test. So you look in this machine and little lights will pop up and you've got to push a remote when you see the light.
Oh, okay. And, as they come closer into the middle.
Yeah, yeah, so right. That never changed for years. Yep, no, you're doing really good, Dan. You know, but you're going really good. And then once I got to business and got under that, you know, that big stress, it brought it down real quick.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing to know, like, that, how that stress affected it so much. Like, you can imagine how many other things stress would bring on quicker. Like, you know, see people go grey and everyone goes, oh, you must be stressing. But, like, stress isn't...
Mate, I reckon it takes years off your life if you have a high stressful life.
100% it does, man. Honestly, stress is just fucked, eh? I'll never go into that position again where I'm under that sort of pressure.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a regret I got, is doing that.
Yeah, well, especially noticing how much you have because of it too, eh? Yeah. Like, other people could say, oh, I'm stressed out and that, but you're actually seeing the effects from it and going, can't, I need to fucking woo up.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Do the doctors recommend any diets for you to, like, keep it improved? Like the old saying, eat carrots, improve your eyesight?
You know, like, when it comes to doctors, they just... There's nothing you can do. Yeah. You know, you live with it. And it pissed me off. Like, when I went to these... like this fella that took my license, you know, I went to him and the girls do all the testing and that, and he walks in and they fucking charge you like $500 for 5 minutes of his time, you know, like it. And he just goes, you fucked. It's like, I was like, you know, can you give me, you know, you're going to give me, goes, Daniel, you have RP, live with it, that's it. Just, you know, just blunt as fuck, nothing you can do.
What did you say back to him? Well, I can't see myself coming back.
No, I didn't go back.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
was that a joke? Yeah, no. You're short. Oh, yeah, that's... Mate, making fun of a blind, fucking straight to hell for you.
But you'd be just like, fuck you, what am I wasting my money for?
And it did get like that. I got the shits boom. So I got this other condition where it's fluid behind the eyes.
Yeah.
So when I was getting that real hazy sort of central vision, I'm fucking freaking out, what's going on now? There's a fluid build up behind my eyes. And the only way the doctors want to cure it is steroid tablets.
Yeah.
So they put you on these steroid tablets and said, oh, it makes your body contain fluid. And I thought, are we trying to get rid of the fucking fluid?
Yeah.
So, so you'll blow it up. My head looked like a beach ball.
True. Yeah. So it looked like Cam.
Cam's fucking attractive compared to what I was, man. It was shocking, hey. Like, I go back from my wedding photos and think, how the fuck did that woman marry me looking like that?
True, right? Blowed it up.
Mate, shocking. Terrible.
Yeah, so, the pressure behind your eye, they're trying to keep that there.
They're trying to get rid of it. So the steroid tablets were meant to get rid of that.
Okay.
And it did. Like, it got rid of the fluid, but I felt like shit. I looked like shit.
Yeah.
And I said, there's no, and I got it again. It came back, you know.
Do you know what pressures you had? Because I know, like, UFC fighter, that Bisping, what's his name? Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
You know, he lost, like, sight in one eye from that head kick, and then it almost, like, fucked his other eye. And they said it was something like, you can only have up to 40% of pressure with that fluid in your eye.
Yeah.
And he had, like, 90 or something.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know
what you had. Yeah,
I put 100 pound. He knows.
Is it one of those things for you, like the frustration? If you got something that's a pretty rare disease, you know, I feel like with those sort of things, sometimes if they really wanted to, they could fucking find a cure. But it's like, if not that many people suffer from it, they don't try hard enough. Yeah. Was that how you'd feel suffering from something?
That's how I do feel about it. Like, it's one in 3,000 people or something got it, or 1 in 1,000 people got it. Like,
yeah.
It's not big enough then to fucking worry about, sort of thing.
That'd be a cunt for being like you, though, and you're going, but I fucking am.
Yeah, well, I got it, yeah.
And yeah.
Like, when you can be the voice for it, I guess.
I'm trying to be, man, yeah. But, like, once moving to Early Beach, you meet, you know, being an earth moving all my life, it's just like, you know, you're around truck drivers, digger drivers, and fucking we just shit with the door open, and drink beer, and, you know, that's it. Whereas when I got to Early Beach, you meet so many different walks of life, real spiritual people and more fucking, you know, people on all the devil's lettuce and shit.
Psychedelics.
Yeah.
And they're peace, love, and brown rice, baby.
Yeah, and I was not a bar of it, you know.
Yep.
And anyway, one night there, I just started Googling what I got because I never really wanted to fucking know.
Yep. So
I Googled retinitis pigmentation. I was a bit of really suss out what I got, you know. And I came across this treatment they were doing over in Canada. This Chinese doctor was doing. And I was watching all these video referrals of what people have, you know, testimonials. And I came across this Aussie dad and his son. And, like, also actually, like, paid attention then, you know. Like, you know, it's an Aussie and listening to him. And I ended up getting in contact with him. And I managed to track this fellow down from Australia, and, you know, and it's for his son. And I said, what has he been doing over in Canada? And he goes, he's been getting acupuncture treatment.
Yeah, right.
That'd be fine, fair income. And I said, how's it worked? And he goes, well, we were getting, his son was called Brady, so we were getting Brady a guide dog. And now he's sweet.
Yeah,
we don't need to. No.
So did it make it go better, or does it just stop the deterioration?
It did improve it a bit. So I went, he goes, but look, don't go to Canada. There's these people on the Gold Coast that have been training with this fellow from Canada.
Yeah.
You know, we recommend you go and see him. So I still had my license at the time. And we had this buddy, always wanted this fucking nice SS Commodore. So I fucking bought the bus before I lost my license. And they had all that, you know, the digital sort of dash on it. I used to always have to lean right in to see the dash. Anyway, I drove it down there and I did a week with them doing this acupuncture treatment. But it's all in your hands, your back. In your face sort of thing, but not so much anywhere near in your eyes, really.
Yeah.
And, so I did a week with them, and I fucking felt amazing, like, you know, just health-wise, you feel unreal.
Mm.
And at the end of the week, man, I could put that seat all the way back and read that fucking dash like it was right there in front of my face.
Really?
True. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's fucking impressive, eh?
And the fluid. So I had that fluid build up again. And I said to the doctor, so I'm going to try this acupuncture thing. And he goes, that's ridiculous. That's not going to work. And he goes, you got to do the steroids. I said, I'm not doing steroids, mate. No fucking way. I went back. I did a week down in Goldie. I went back to him the week after. 100% gone. Yeah. The fluid was gone. And he was just speechless because I don't know. I can't explain that. That's fucking unreal.
All
right. Yeah, right. And did you stop doing that acupuncture stuff?
No, so like it was, they wanted me to go back every 3 months, but with the Earth Moving Company, you know, or just with the staff and all that, I just couldn't get down there as much as I wanted to. But I was trying to, you know, I was going every 6 months and it was good.
Yeah.
And over time, man, just life got in the way, you know, just got too busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, another big regret. And
would it be something you can revisit now, you reckon? Like, as
I
in,
do now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And does it help you now, yeah, still, you reckon?
Yeah, it helps me a lot.
Fuck, that's pretty interesting, eh, to know that something like that, putting needles in parts of your body can help your fucking eyes.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, I broke my wrist there 1 year, and I was there one day, and my wrist was killing me every now and then. It just really hurt, you know? She goes, I'll fix your wrist. Anyway, she's putting bloody needles in my left ankle. I'm like, she goes, oh, how's your wrist feel? I said, you haven't fucking done it yet. She goes, how's it feel? I'm like, fucking, it feels good.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's weird, but, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you done much in the acupuncture shit camp? Like yourself?
Nah, I think I just had like bits and pieces of my knee and my ankles and stuff. Have you?
Nah, but I know the missus, when she, with the first kid, she was like ready to have him out. Mm-hmm. And it was right towards the end. And then they said, don't do the acupuncture thing until like you're allowed to. And they were happy for her to do it. Went in, I'm pretty sure she got the acupuncture in the right spots, and it was, pretty much when they said after, it was bub, you know.
Then you get two in your neck and you just fucking blow.
True.
I don't know.
We'll have to find out the spots.
It's like a sexual acupuncture.
You'll go get that tattooed on you. Hey, Joe, chuck a fucking couple of needles in these two spots on my neck.
Two on the side of the hips and you're gaping.
Relax the dut. Yeah. But nah, man, that's pretty wild, eh? The acupuncture stuff.
Yeah, for
it's
sure,
fucking man. Interesting.
Yeah.
This earth moving business, mate, that you had. So what made you start that? Was that family oriented or you just off your own back or?
No, so like I did come out of school, did grade 12 and all that. And then I scored an apprenticeship as a marine mechanic. And so I did three and a half years is that, and they signed me off. Yep. And the shit hit the fan pretty bad in the family.
Move your mic in towards you a bit, brother.
Sorry, bro.
No, you're right.
The shit hit the fan pretty bad in the family. I had the fairy tale life. I really did. I thought, you know, we had a hardworking family. My biological father, he was a drug addict and convicted criminal, and you know, he was bad news. But we got out of him when I was 2 years old.
Okay.
And then mum met the man that I just called dad my whole life.
Yep.
I had the fairy tale life. I really did. Like, we worked hard, you know, like, they had the earth moving business. They, you know, started off with this bobcat and truck and built up from that. Then we bought a 50-acre property in Townsville, and just this piece of land, you know, just this flat land, and we turned that into fucking something unbelievable. So it was a really good life. Worked my ass out. And then did my apprenticeship. And, I was 21. And when I was like 19, dad come to me and says, oh, look, I'm not happy. I'm not happy with your mum. You know, like, I want to leave. I said, fucking hell, dad. Look, we became best mates. We sort of fought up until 16.
Yep.
We didn't get along that well. But then from 16 onwards, we were just best mates. I just fucking idolised the man.
Yep.
And, so he came to me when I was 19, said he wasn't very happy with mum, was having a few beers in the shed, and I talked him out of it. And I, for the next 2 years, I counselled him. You know, like, just to get him to stay.
Yeah.
And just trying to get him happy and that, you know. And we had fucking everything, man. Like, they did really well for themselves in the end, too.
Yeah.
We weren't filthy rich, but we weren't poor either, you know. We never went without, but we fucking all worked hard. Like, it was always 7 days a week. You know, we had tree nurseries, units. We used to maintain all the aerials on top of Telstra, you know, big Telstra aerials.
Yeah.
Top of the mountains. So we used to go up there and do all the access roads, mow around them. We used to take care of Telstra sites on islands. So you'd go home and hit the boat and whip us around. Nice. Yeah. There's one just out from Bowen, Cape Upstart. We had 22 aerials, all accessed by boat only. You know, so did all those sorts of jobs. And
yeah, right.
Yeah, it was.
Would have been pretty good to adventure some of those sort of areas.
Mate, doing, fucking sick ass.
How good's that?
Yeah, travelling law while you're bloody mowing grass.
Yeah.
People fucking would shake their heads when you get the boat ramp and you got whippersippers and chainsaws and shit going on the boat. Like, what the fuck's going on here?
You have a little maintain a crop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're saying, mate, the fish are that big, that's what we need to fill the bastard. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, it was a very. It was a life where we worked our asses out, but I appreciated it too. You know, like I love my life.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so he came to me, wanted to leave. I talked him out of it, and I was 21, and he come to me again that he wanted to go. You know, I'm like, fuck that. I said, look, I said, am I over it? Am I over fucking trying to keep you to stay? I said, I don't want you working your whole life to be miserable. You know, you want to go, you go, but you go tonight. You go now. End it. And he goes, I'm gonna. So he went and he ended it with the old girl. And, yeah, so she was, you know, mum was pretty fucking distraught from that. Didn't see that coming. I said to him, in the shed when he said he wanted to go, I said, mate, I'll support you. I said, I'll back you until the day I die. At the end of the day, you're my dad, you know, so I want you to be happy. I said, but you look me in the eye and you tell me if there's any other women. No, mate, I promise you, there's no other women, nothing. And I said, because I'll wipe you. I said, you don't do drawn by my mother. I said, I'm seeing you just unhappy. You go, no, I swear to you. No worries. So in that week, it came out that he was chasing my mum's two best friends. They came forward and said he's been very inappropriate with us and, you know, trying to buy his laundry and shit. And so I tore a shit out of him out of that, you know, and I wanted to disown him from that. But I calmed down. I said, no, look, you know, you're still my dad. And I didn't really, I didn't blame him at the time too for sort of searching because I knew he wasn't happy, you know, so I calmed down and said, no, you fucked up. But when that happened, like, I was just finished my trade and I got offered a job running the water sports at bloody in the Whit Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, so I was going to go do that. And then, that all turned to shit. So he took all the machinery. So mum was just left, because that was mum's business too.
Yeah.
I just left fucking high and dry. And so I ended up at a swinging diggers. I grew up on excavators, so I was good at it. I never wanted to fucking do it. And I ended up just having to go and swing diggers for a mob. And, that led it to me getting my own.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So then started your own, and that's where it started, like you getting your own stuff and what started small with the bobcat.
I went on a mission, eh? Like I was just swinging diggers and driving a bobcat for this mob who did a lot of work for Ergon. And I had this job one day and the boss turns up and just rips a fucking fart out of me. I don't know what happened. I'm just on the bobcat backfilling this trench and he's just turned up and farted the shit out of me. But when he done it, all these Ergon suits were there. Like they were checking the job out and whatnot, you know, all the head honchos. Anyway, he's fucking just screamed at me. I'm just sitting there frazzled, like, the fuck has happened? And he's gone, dumped his car and taken off in a rage. And the suit comes over and he goes, fuck, man. He goes, what the fuck was that about? I said, fuck, do I know? He goes, mate, there's no one needs to be spoken to like that. That's fucked.
Mm.
He goes, you should tell that cunt to get fucked by your own bobcat and you can start here tomorrow. And I was 21.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll do it. He goes, fucking do it. You can start here tomorrow. I said, mate, I'm trying to support my mum and two sisters now. I said, don't fuck with me. I said, I'll do it, but, you know. He goes, yeah, shook my hand, got my word.
Yeah?
And I said, he goes, finish now. I said, I can't. I said, there's all this open trench. I said, I'll finish the trench off. I said, but, yeah, I'll quit then. He goes, yeah, do it. So I fucking finished the trench off, drove the truck back to the yard, threw the keys at him, said, see ya. Dumped me cruiser, went home, jumped on fucking construction hub, found a bobcat, and Gympie jumped in my cruiser down there, looked at this bobcat. I fucking stopped in Rocky for the night, wrote myself off something fucking chronic. I got me fucked out and made it back to my room. I just woke up in my room like, oh fuck, I'm in a bad way. And I jumped in the cruiser and I'm like, oh fuck, I've got to get going. You know, so I jumped in the cruiser, I'm hitting the highway. I was only like 10K down the hole, went, oh, I'm fucked. I'm in a bad way. Fucking spearing out.
Yeah.
Got to this bobcat at Gympie. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't even give a shit about wheels. I'll take it.
Yeah, you're getting it.
I was that rude today.
Yeah.
I bought this fucking bobcat. And by the time I got it back up to Townsville, like a week had gone by, you know. And I ring this bloke. I said, I bought a bobcat. He goes, who's this? I said, fucking Daniel, young fella with the bobcat. He goes, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. Like, my heart's falling out my ass. Like,
yeah, you're expecting, yeah. Oh, good on you, yeah, mate. Yeah, you start yep, tomorrow. Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck me. I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, righto. Yeah, start tomorrow, 7 o'clock at that job you're at. Fucking righto. Pulled up.
Oh, good on him.
Yeah, I pulled up, unloaded. And he's still there. The boss was machine was still there. And one of the operators there goes, oh, damn, what are you doing here? I said, fucking take it over, bud. He goes, what? He goes, oh, yeah, mate, load up your fuck, you're gone.
Yeah. I might come out and say that. Or,
yeah, the foreman come over, yeah, mate, you load up your fuck and you're gone.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
What do old mate reckon when he said that?
Oh, the young fella that was driving the bobcat, he goes, what the fuck's going on? I said, just go, mate, you're right. And off he went. And yeah, he never come after me, really. Never heard from him.
Mm.
But I just hit the ground running. I just went from making no money to $6,000 a week.
How's that, though, for about taking opportunities, though, isn't it? Mm. Like, that's
and jumping on it.
Yeah.
You got
that's
it, man.
Like, that's like, you know, taking the jump off the cliff.
Yeah.
Robert, isn't
yeah.
it? Going
and buying I was freaking, especially when he answered the phone. He sort of spoke like he couldn't remember me. I'm like, fuck, don't do this to me, you bastard.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
your mum help you get, like, obviously, go get an ABN then quickly
yeah,
start?
Yeah, yeah.
Or had, you already had a soul trailer?
No, I had to get an ABN. 21,
yep.
I didn't have a truck, so I borrowed my mate's flat top, but, you know, you need a tipper.
Yeah.
So then I end up going to Commonwealth Bank and getting a first business loan. They give you $25,000 loan. And then from that I bought a truck on old UD. And I was away. I was doing Ergon like 6 days a week,
yep.
working for them. And then on the weekends I was selling dirt. I was fucking yep. selling bulk fucking dirt off the property, you know, just digging out of the ground and selling this clean filth.
Yeah.
So I just started building up the Then I was on a mission.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to fucking show you can't. I'm going to build my business up.
Walk
in. I'm going to support my family. And I did. I fucking, hardest thing was that we had to go for property settlement. Like, mum and dad still had the property together. So they had to do property settlement. And I remember being in this courtroom and we're staring at each other across the room. And the judge goes, I think you can settle this outside the room. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I'm talking to the solicitor, and the solicitor's going back and forth, and it ended up being that I had to pay him out, so I ended up getting a loan, a $300,000 loan to buy him out of the property. So he got all the machinery, the money that he took, and I had to give him $300,000 on top of that. And I said, yeah, no worries, and then thought it was all done. I said, yeah, fuck, I'll give you $300,000, can't fuck off. And then thought it was all well and done, he comes back in, oh, and he wants Daniel's ski boat. I can take the cunt. I said, but you ask him if you're really going to want it, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, so then the clause that came up, ski boat has to be in perfect condition.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that for like a breakup? Normally the girl normally gets on top of
no,
it.
No, I don't give a, you know, honestly, that's how it always is, people saying that the woman comes out on top. That's fucking crap.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, he fucking did well, hey. So I ended up buying him out of the property. And then I scored a heap of work in Mackay. So I had two trucks at the time in the Bobcat, and I brought the gear down to Mackay, and it just grew with me. I started liking Mackay. And so I built the company up in Mackay. And then I ended up buying 1,000 acres of my own in Mackay. So then I had two properties, two mortgages. The business was getting bigger. I had more staff. So by the time I was 25, I was $1.6 million in debt.
Mm.
And it was just fucking...
Big overheads every month.
Yeah, football, 16-hour days. Like, I was just working nonstop.
Mm.
And then you add losing your license to it. And
that's right, yeah.
You know, so then I end up, I got this fucking business and I'm trying to prove the world wrong. I went too big too quick. And then I can feel my eyes deteriorating. Like, I'd be in the fucking semi, bloody... going down the highway, oversized, and an ambulance would go past me, and I'd freak, eh? I think I've clipped someone and don't even know.
Oh,
you know?
How scary is that for you?
Oh, it's gut-wrenching, man.
As in, you got to provide for your family and that, and you still have a license. Like you said, in the back of your mind, you know you probably shouldn't be doing it, but you're also in this position where you've got to supply your fucking family.
Yeah,
no choice. And your employees under you, their livelihoods.
Yeah, and I was no good in business because I was too kind. Like, you got to be fucking ruthless in business, hey? And I'm just not.
Yeah.
I come the wet season, I keep all the boys on. You know, at least give them fucking 4 hours a day. you know, I kept forking out so much fucking money, eh? And just, yeah, dropped myself.
And it's probably wet season for you there, Townsville, Mackay.
So, yeah, sort of got to the stage where I was just way overcommitted. Yep. And once I lost my license, that really threw a spanner in the works, because not only did I have to employ someone to swing the digger or the truck I was driving, I then had to employ someone full time to drive me around.
Yeah.
So it cost me like 160 grand a year just because I lost my fucking license.
Yeah.
You know, just with the two extra wages. And I did that for a couple of years, but there was times there where staff wouldn't turn up. You know, the float driver wouldn't turn up. So I'm like, come on, I'll get in. Let's go. I had this young fella, 17, and he just got his license and he's driving me around. And I said, come on, cunt, we got to fucking deliver this digger. I'm trying to score this new contract with this bloody roadwork mob. And I said, come on, I'm fucking not missing out on this, let's go. He goes, I can't drive that. I said, you're not fucking driving, you just watch where I'm going, cunt. he was freaking. but I'm like...
Fucking hell.
But I am fucking like, fuck yeah, back on the 18 speed road range, let's up her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Fucking this wind in my house, love life, you know.
And he's just fucking shitting bricks.
Yeah, he's shitting. Yeah. Waters are goes, freaking out. And I said, we're taking the back roads, fucking calm down. Anyway, we're going down this dirt back road and there's fucking cattle everywhere. There's a calf, there's a calf. I said, is it under the truck? No. Then shut up. We got the digger to the job.
Yeah, nice.
Next day, this float driver walks in. Hey, Dan, how you going? I said, how am I going? Where the fuck were you? Oh, yeah, that's my bad, Dan. That's my bad, mate. Yeah, yeah. I said, well, you can take your fucking bad out of here. You're fucking fired, cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck me.
And
so how did it get to that stage? Like, obviously, your eyes deteriorating. Everything's going on. How do you get to the stage where you move on from that part, you know, where you've overcommitted, you want to get through the, you know, machinery stuff, and you're like, right, eh?
I started selling the gear off. I started selling a lot of gear off. I advertised the property, you know, sold that 1,000 acres I bought. Like, we were living in a donga, man. We lived 2 years in the fucking 12x3 donga, runoff generator.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just...
Who's that, you?
Me and my wife at the time. Yeah, we've since divorced, but yeah, me and my wife at the time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we done that and started selling the gear off, and I got down to... two excavators in the float left, and I bought a 20-ton wheeled excavator.
Yep.
Lot to be different.
For the rail stuff? Or?
No, I just did it for buddy. Always wanted one. Always thought, but everyone's called me a fucking dickhead. You know, you don't buy a wheeled excavator. Like, nah, I want a fucking wheeled digger. I reckon they're sick. So I want to buy one and put a flower mower on it and slash the side of the highway. So I fucking went in a hawk with this buddy digger, got it, bought the flower mower for it, and I said to the council, this is what I got. I said... you know, I got it all set up properly and like made sure it worked. Run the council in Mackay. It's what I got. I want to fucking give you a demo. I'll give it to you for a day for nothing. And they're like, yeah, righto. So we set up a batter and Cody, my operator, he fucking mowed this batter. And said, oh, usually it takes 4 hours to do this batter. He did it in half an hour and it looked like a fucking bowling green.
Yeah.
They're like, fucking hell, you're on. So I just banged. That machine hit the ground running, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so that was a good investment in that wheeled digger. And then I started selling gear off, I sold bobcats off and other diggers and whatnot, and I came down to having that digger left and brand new 6-ton Volvo. And then I just had just about to go. The last two were sold, buyers ready, and that cyclone hit fucking Yeppoon, Cyclone Marcia. I think it affected Gladstone too, loaded that Cyclone Marcia years ago.
Yeah, a lot of logging come out of up near Five Rocks. What's that, Byfield?
Byfield, yeah.
Yeah, ruined all up there.
So I took the gear up there. So I was just like, I run these buyers. I said, oh, I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to keep it for a bit. So I took the diggers up there and I ended up fucking swinging that digger myself for 6 months because the operator quit.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get an operator. So I swung that digger for 6 months for fucking no license, nothing. But because it was a wheeled machine and they didn't take my digger license off me, I was driving that cunt around like it was my car. I pull up the Woolworths. Mate, I pull up the Bottle-O.
True.
Yeah.
Fold it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I drove the fucking thing everywhere, right?
What tonnage was it?
19 ton.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good size digger. And I broke my phone one day, so I pulled up the phone repair shop. It comes out. The fuck is that? It was my car. Holy fucking hell. I walk out of Woolworths with these groceries, put one on the seat, put a carton on the seat, and just drove around like my daily driver.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's adapt hilarious. And overcome, mate. Yeah, that's what you've done.
I was loading out, fucking, I had a gang of six semi-tied side tippers. I had to grab. I was loading out at Byfield, loading out pine, you know, off the road, from the Cyclone, and did fucking probably 4 months with them doing that. And I did the job, did a little barbecue on the side of the road, and the boys like, fuck, you did a good job, Dan, you're not fucking bad in that digger, mate, and well done, you know. And the foreman, he fucking found out that I was fucking, you know, not really good with vision. About a month prior, we went to BCF. I became really good mates with the foreman. And we went to BCF, and he watched me walk straight into this cunt, hey. I just went fucking smack straight into this cunt.
Yeah.
And he's like, the fuck was that? I said, I didn't see him. How did you not see that? What the fuck was that? He's like, I said, I've got to tell you something. I said, mate, I've got no license. I've got nothing. I said, I'm in a situation. I'm in big debt. I said, I'm fucking on the bones of my ass. I've got to keep operating. He goes, fuck, Dan, you have put me in a position, can't I?
Yeah.
I said, you just got to keep your mouth shut. And he kept his mouth shut. And it was fucking glad he did. But yeah, he goes, he couldn't hold it any longer. We're having this barbecue on the last day. And they're all saying, fuck, you're pretty good on that digger, Dan. And he goes, do you know that cunt's fucking blind? And they're like, oh, fuck. They're like, what?
Oh, well, drama's here.
Yeah, that's the second cop car.
Shout out to this part of town.
They're fucking coming. They're coming for me for being on the digger.
Yeah.
So I was, yeah, and like, just the stress, man, from swinging that digger all day. Like, by the end of the day, I was fucked, eh?
Yeah.
Just so fucked. So
well, mate, even, I know myself, like, if we've got a big day loading trains or something out at work and you're just constantly thinking and looking and shit and you can't really zone out if you're loading a train or whatever and you might have a few back-to-back, even though you're not physically doing much, just the strain that your eyes and your brain and that are under for the whole day, you're almost more fucked than digging a trench or something like that.
Yep.
And for someone like yourself who'd have to strain even more using what you got left, bro, that would have fucked you.
So it was like I was always falling asleep driving.
Yeah, right.
Always when I had my license, I'd fall asleep driving the car. And fuck, man, I had a slasher on the front of the posse track. I fell asleep slashing one day, eh?
Four.
Yeah, bang. Fucking in the street. But I'm awake. Yeah. You know, like I just couldn't. I'm concentrating that hard, wearing myself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then plus, with everything else going on in your life, fucking sometimes sitting in a cab can bring on a bit of head noise.
Mate.
Like you start thing. Overthinking everything.
It was the worst thing. Spending fucking, you know, 10 hours a day looking at the cutting edge. It was the worst thing mentally, eh?
Yeah.
I cried, man. I used to cry a lot, eh?
Yeah. Mate. Yeah. How do you reckon, like, through some of those hard times where all that shit was coming up for you, how'd you deal with it the best?
Music.
Like, music?
Yeah.
Yep.
Music, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drank too much, but
yeah.
Fucking music.
Yep.
Yeah. I put stereos and fucking everything. Like I was telling you earlier, if I buy a quad bike, it's getting a stereo, you know?
Yep.
So music really got me through. But yeah, it was good. Sold up the fucking diggers. Fuck me, I feel like the story's going to take 10 hours to tell, eh?
That's fine, brother.
That's what we're here for.
I fucking sold the diggers and I looked at the young fella that had driving for me.
Yep.
And, okay, I remember loading the last 20 tonner onto the fucking truck and watched it drive away. And I turned to him and goes, I said, fucking hell. He goes, what? I said, what now? I had no plan. What the fuck I was going to do? I was still in debt. I still carried a lot of debt from, you know, that I had accumulated.
Yep.
I went, fuck, what am I going to do? I said, well, first thing, you're fired.
Yeah, I can't afford you, bro. Fuck.
So I sold that car off. And anyway, I just want to take a bit of a breath. And I went down the Gold Coast again to do the acupuncture treatment.
Yeah.
And when we're down there, we went for a ride on the aqueduct. So, you know, the buses that drive into the water?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Lark. Sort
the
of
Lark, yeah. The Lark, yeah. So we jumped on that and we're sitting on that and I'm fucking counting up how much we paid and how many people on board. I turned to my wife and said, these cunts just made $1,000. And they got fucking four of them going, doing seven trips a day. Like, fuck me, dead. That's massive money. So I'm going to buy one of these. And she's like, oh, fuck, here we go. You are not. I kid you not, I found one by the time we finished the tour.
Did you?
In Darwin. Got off the boat, got off the fucking tour, got back to Townsville, flew to Darwin, looked at this machine, did the deal, signed a lease on it, brought it back to Airlie, started the operation in Airlie from scratch.
Yeah?
Yeah. And had to get all these permits. And the bloke wouldn't take me seriously in Darwin until I got these permits. Because no one can get permits to run it.
Yeah, so right.
I'll fucking get a permit. No worries. So I got the permit, and goes, yeah, right on. Signed a 3-year lease on the machine, and away I go. One day I'm fucking swinging diggers. Next minute I'm holding a microphone, bloody entertaining people. It was like, what the fuck is going on?
You weren't driving, were
you? No, no.
So you were just running the microphone, just pointing fingers?
I was just making people laugh.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, it was...
Well, I hope you weren't going like fucking that house there on the
somewhere
corner.
Out here to the left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got me fucking spilled down pat before.
Yeah, that's right.
But I remember we're cruising down to do our first run, and I said to the wife, she looked at me, and we're both stressed the balls. We had like $300 left to our name by the time we got that thing set up. I threw a lot of cash at it. And I said, fuck, I hope this works, Amy. And she goes, fucking you hope it works. Anyway, hit the ground running, man. It was awesome. I think we did three grand for the first day.
Yep.
And heading back to the servo, and I'm trying to fucking fuel this gun up. And it's clicking at $50. I'm like, fucking roll this fucking thing. I can't get fuel. No. That's all it chewed.
True. Yeah.
I made $3,000 and it chewed $50 of fuel.
Prime.
And I'm fucking, holy shit. The skipper's like, what? I said, mate, for my 20 tonne to make $3,000, be $1,000 worth of fuel.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is unreal. Oh, yep. Fuck yeah, righto. And I loved it. I found my element, man. I was never meant to be on fucking diggers, I can tell you that. I was meant to be entertaining and doing that tourism thing.
Yeah. Fucking how cool is that, bro?
It was unreal. Like, it was good business in the way of fun.
Yep.
Stressful in the way of, like, the machine needed a lot of work, a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, right.
So there was nights where I had to do all-nighters to have it back in the water the next day. Like, I ended up scoring contracts with the cruise ships. We got like up to about 70 to 90 cruise ships a year coming to Early Beach.
Yeah.
So I scored a heap of work with them.
Oh, I forgot you were a marine mechanic. There you go. Yeah.
So I did all my own work.
Yeah.
All my own fixing.
Which would have been good as a cost thing, but a lot of fucking work for you.
A lot of work for me, man.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. And I sort of just wanted to get other businesses happening. And I ended up starting a fucking pole dancing studio.
Yeah, baby.
So how long did the boat things, like, before?
4 years.
Four years, yep. Yeah. And then what, sold it off, or was it a lease?
Yeah, no, I got fucked over again. It was too nice a business.
Yeah.
The bloke come to me that wanted to, he wanted to sell the machine. He goes, well, you buy it out. And I'm like, oh, I want to get out too. You know, like, my eyes are getting worse. So I stopped being a deckhand because, like, I was getting too embarrassed. People put their hand out, check my hand, wouldn't see it. Because the end of the tour, they fucking love you. They want to hug you. They want to shake your hand. They fucking stick it.
Oh, and you're just grubbing blokes.
And I'm just fucking, you rude cunt, you know? Like, he wouldn't even shake my hand, you know?
So you weren't saying that me eyesight was that great?
No, because the whole fucking point to be a deckhand on the boat, if you stink, you're meant to be able to rescue people.
Yeah.
I couldn't rescue myself.
Yeah, right.
I'd be playing fucking Marco Polo.
So they never gave you a first aid ticket.
No, I never got that bar. I don't want the past.
No,
let's risk it for the biscuit.
Mate, hearing those two things combined, is this a thing yet? Is there a pole on a boat?
You can get strippers going like the Lark and stuff like that. Yeah,
the Lark doesn't have a pole.
There wasn't mine.
Yeah, it was.
Mate, up to the middle seat out, we fucking made a big stripper table in the middle seat.
Yeah, nice.
Quick release seat, made a stripper table. Like, that was, yeah, I went rogue, man. When I went to the Early Beach, I shook that town up, eh?
Yeah.
Like, I became first name basis with the complaints department of the council.
True.
Oh, mate, every fucking day I was in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I would I'd go down the main street and I started out with AC/DC. Just fucking pumping.
Yeah.
I put bloody six by nine speakers in all for the amp.
Yeah.
And it was loud. Fucking loud. And I had a microphone too. And I'm like, fucking, I can be skipper, like, we're on the dock because we don't give up. Next run at 1 o'clock. And like, just being but just being fucking idiots and loud, eh? And they, a lot of people didn't like me at the start.
Yeah.
They thought, you're just a fucking dickhead.
Mm.
You know, but eventually I went and met every shop owner and just became friends with all of them. And they just loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Because then I turned it to YMCA.
Yeah.
So we come down, I start off with Barbie Girl. I'm like, here we go, for guys, for this good old classic. It'll be AC/DC. And then switch to Barbie Girl real quick. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, and then I go to YMCA. And I had the whole crew, the whole 30 people on board doing YMCA down the main street of Early Beach.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And it was just, and I had speakers on the roof. So
how good's that, though? You're on a boys trip or something, on the piss, cruising down early in your thongs and whatever else, and here you come rolling down, just cranking. That's prime.
It would bring that many smiles, eh? And eventually the town just took to it. They loved it in the end because of what it, you know, the atmosphere was bringing. Like, shop owners would run out of the shops and dance as we went past.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I'll be on the mic, man. I'm just picking on people, eh? Like, the Chinese, they love a selfie. And Hawke Cashman, oh, and we're taking a selfie. And, like, people looking at him, eh? Look at these two on their first date, mate. She's smiling, but she's not smiling at you.
Yeah.
And, just being a dick on it, eh?
Yeah.
And then that led to Bucks parties and hens parties. And
how'd the transition go into this, the pole dance and stripper thing? Did you stop the boat
No, I had both going at the same time?
Yeah,
so I started, like, my wife at the time was doing this Arbonne makeup stuff, you know, like network marketing makeup products and whatnot. She wanted something that could do, you know, that, you know, she could sell that out. So, like, one of our staff was a stripper, and she's like, oh, you know, you should start a pole dancing studio. I was like, I'll fucking give her anything, crack, no worries. So I started this pole dancing studio, got it all built, but then me and the wife split up. So then I've got this fucking pole dance studio. I know nothing about pole dance. You know, I gave it a crack, but so then I just hired people to run it. You know, and eventually they bought it off me. Next door to that, I started an acupuncture clinic at the same time.
So
because I became really good friends with my acupuncturist and Prossy.
Yeah.
And Ellie, and I said, come work for me. And so I'll start your clinic. So I built a clinic to have her working for me because I was spending like $1,000 a week on acupuncture.
Yeah.
I said, fuck that. I don't want to pay for it anymore. I want to try and make money out of it and get it for nothing.
Yeah.
So I built that and, eventually I fucking had this turned to shit, you know. I learned a lot of things in business. Don't do something you know nothing about.
That's right.
But I went gun ho and everything, okay?
Yeah.
Just made a lot of bad business decisions. So then I bought a phone repair shop. Mate of mine was he had a phone repair business.
Yeah.
And he was down the dumps and he wanted out. And I said, oh, fuck, I'll buy the car off you.
Fucking hell.
So I started this phone repair shop. Mate, that is a fucking license for money.
Yeah.
Oh, people love their phones, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go to great lengths to get their phone working.
Don't tell me you're a technician.
No, but I can do phones somewhere, so.
Yeah.
I'm not
short.
And especially, like, you get the bloke to work on it, you probably just need to get him a pack of Yu-Gi-Oh cards and fucking, you know,
it's
100 bucks a day, and you'll just fucking smash everything.
Oh, mate, that was fucking shocking. That to get staff for that business was hard.
It would have been.
Yeah, so it always bloody.
Because anyone that's half-skilled should be doing it themselves almost.
Yeah.
And that's sort of how it kept happening.
They just get their phones own. Dropped to their dungeon and fucking.
Do it like that. Yeah. But it was good money. There's one day they was fucking down on staff and everything. I fucking had three businesses going at once. What a shit show that was. And I was going to the duck bus, doing a tour. The old girl was picking me up, running me back to the phone shop. I quickly fixed the phone. She take me back, do another tour, take me back to the phone shop.
Oh, you fucked.
Oh, I was fucked. It was so fucked. And
all fucking half blind too,
mate. And then, like, with the phone repair shop, because I still had that good central vision, but if I fucking screw, we roll outside my peripherals. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, definitely hard enough to see with fucking two good eyes,
mate. They're minute, them bastards, eh?
Yeah. Oh,
you need a little magnet on your tongue or something.
And I had a big bucket of spare screws.
Yeah. Yeah, well, mate, that's a fucking fair few things crammed into
one. Too much, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what did that get to a point where you're just like, right, I need to simplify shit, or where are you sort of?
It was more mentally. The eyes were just getting worse and worse, and I was just going downhill mentally, so I'm chronic, eh? And I went, fuck this. Like, I'm not seeing my kids. I'm bloody, my marriage is now falling apart. I just wasn't happy, you know? So I was like, fuck it. And just sold a lot. Just got out of everything. Yeah, and that was awesome. I went and worked for some mates for a while and just help them sort of run their businesses and get them sort of back on track and whatnot. And just did a lot of buying and selling.
Yep. Yeah,
there's good money in buying and selling. Not very rewarding.
Yeah,
you know, like it's, you know, it got very. At the moment, I need to find something for myself now where I'm more active during the day with people. To go from dealing with 150 tourists a day, making people laugh and doing all that to nothing, like, you know, working on a fucking motorbike or something on my own, it's a bit of a lonely life now. Yeah. Eh?
Especially if you gain those skills up and you feel like you found something you were good at and you enjoyed, it'd be hard to go back to something like that, especially when you're like, fucking, I was, you know, that's what I was made to do.
Yeah, and it's, I do miss that tourism sort of life for sure. But again, like, I can't go and get on a boat because I can't see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, but with the social media with the Blind Man Dan page is going well.
Talk us through that, brother. How'd you fucking think of that and what's your plans with it all?
Well, I was originally Duck Bus Dan.
Yeah, right.
Duck Bus Dan.
Yeah.
And then once that all went, I'll switch it to Blind Man Dan, you know, and
might have a quick piss and we'll fucking get into the Blind Man Dan part.
Yeah, sounds good. Righty.
So
So we're back from the piss.
Back from the piss. So, and got a fresh can.
I didn't break the seal.
Yeah, he's still fucking going, experienced still going strong. This guy.
Do you fucking do that? Like, once I break a seal, I can't get through the next one.
Well, bro, since starting doing this, my bladder control has gotten a lot better.
True. And we're drinking less on it.
Yeah, that's right. We're sort of having to do shit, which might change soon. When this is our job all the time, we don't have to be anywhere.
We'll be up.
So it'll probably, I don't know, we'll if that's a good thing.
Mate.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
I love day drinking.
Oh, 100%. It is the fucking best.
It is fucking
fun. I'm shocking at night now. Like, you got those people who just go 3 a.m, no dramas.
Yeah.
I'd rather start at like,
fuck that 3 a.m shit.
Yeah.
If I'm not in bed by 8 o'clock, I'm not happy.
Oh, well, you're fucking. Well, it sounds a bit you're lost if you're out there at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Come and find me.
Hey, on that note, we're getting sidetracked. That Blind Man Dan, brother.
Yeah.
Tell us about how you fucking kicked it off, where to find it, what it's about.
Yeah, so the Blind Man Dan, I've been niggling away at that for years. You know, well, first it was Duckbuster Dan, people just jumping on because of all the dumb shit I used to say to tourists.
Yeah.
And switched over to Blind Man Dan. I'm trying to build it up because I would like to be able to make a living from the social media side of things, but it's been a fucking long haul, eh? Like, some people just hit it real quick. Like, you guys just fucking nailed it. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where I've been going for, like, 10 years at this shit, and I'm just sort of trying to get a following. So TikTok has just taken off, sort of. I've just got over 30,000 on TikTok.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
still not enough, but you're getting there. But for, like, I started with we're going on 3 years ago now. It was Australia Day. And I just had a fucking big blue with the girlfriend at the time the night before. So morale was shit the next day. And we organised to go in my mate's boat. I said, come on, we'll still get in the boat. Went out in the boat. And I went, fuck it, I'm going dry. Like, I was on the piss and I'm over drinking, you know. Like, I'm just not, nothing's good coming from drinking lately. So I'd stop drinking. And I went on 9 months, fucking not a drop. And it was the best thing I ever did. But yeah, I started on this Australia Day.
Yep.
And we're in the boat heading across the Magging. I mean, mate's got this fucking awesome, like, flary shirt on, you know. I was like, fuck, I want that shirt. Here, can I put it on? So I put the shirt on. And he goes, you want the matching shorts? I said, what? He goes, I got matching shorts. I'm like, fucking oath.
Yeah.
So he gives me the matching shorts. The whole outfit was bloody 3 times too big for me, but I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm sporting this outfit. And I loved it, man. And it brought that many smiles that day.
Yeah.
And, like, they weren't a big, like, you see these matching outfits everywhere now. Yeah. But they weren't a big thing then, you know. And, man, the amount of smiles and laughs and conversations that started throughout that day was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So I come next Sunday, I put it on again. And then I put it on again. I haven't missed a Sunday in 3 years of putting on a matching outfit.
Yeah, right.
And I call it my Sunday outfit, you know. And it's purely just to make someone smile. So every Sunday I do a thing like morning boys, girls, still to choose, happy Sunday, throw on your Sunday outfit, make a random smile. You know, and I do. I just go out and I'll just walk on the footpath and put my hand up and high five some bastard, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you can do the simplest things in life to turn someone's day around, eh?
Yep.
Yeah. And, like, I will say good day to pretty much everyone I walk past on the footpath.
Yep.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I started doing the Sunday outfit thing. Yeah. I've got a few followers are doing it now. You know, they send me pictures every Sunday. They're fucking Sunday outfits.
How good's that? Yeah. That's just a morale boost for every cunt to get around.
Mate, and people say to me, like, why don't you do the Sunday outfit? You know, why is the Sunday outfit? Why don't you wear it every day? I said, nah. I said, I'd do it because it's something to look forward to at the end of the week. Mm. And I can honestly say, hand on heart, the only thing that's got me through some weeks is knowing coming Sunday, I'll put that Sunday outfit on.
Yep.
I feel like I've got something to do. I've got
like a purpose.
I've got a purpose.
Yeah.
So wear the Sunday outfit on Sunday.
Yep.
And it's got me through.
Man, that's pretty cool that you've got something like that too. And I suppose, do you reckon that's a good thing for other people? Like, if they're struggling, find something that you can positively put some energy towards.
100%. That's why I'm trying to get the Sunday effort to take off. I've got my own designs happening now and whatnot, and you know, yep, boost them out soon. And but I want to do it for the whole family. Mum, dad, all the kids, down to the fucking dog.
Yeah.
Or imagine. You know, no, we'll get for the dog. I'll get for a fucking horse if you've got a horse.
Well, brother, make sure you let me know when it's happening because I've just pretty much bought the whole family Crocs, so I'll fucking... We went out the other day. The only one that doesn't have it's the missus, so we're already running some fucking wicked shit, so I'll have to chuck the old Blind Man Dan kid on. And
every Sunday, and I just think it just gives you something to look forward to.
Yep.
You know? I like that. That's
mate. No, that's awesome, bro. Yeah.
And even just my followers. I've had that many blokes, man, reach out. And a lot of women reach out too, and they say, you get me through the week. You know, your snaps and your fucking stories, they get me through the week. And we love seeing you in Sunday outfit, you know. I'm like, fucking hell, a bit of pressure here now, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what I respected from you, and that's only, like, talking to you a bit before I met you, man, is, like, having these problems in your life, like with your eyes and stuff like that, and adversity you had to overcome, how positive your attitude was and how much you can have a laugh still and give all these shit, all these things a crack. So it's kudos to you, brother, because there'd be a lot of people, probably including me, that if something like that happened to me, I don't know how I'd react. Like, I don't know if I'd fucking be all down in the dumps and shit like that. So it's a fucking, you know, it's credit to you, mate.
It's one of those things, you don't laugh, you cry, you know. And don't get me wrong, boys, I do a lot of fucking crying, eh?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you can make anything look like anything you want on social media.
Yeah.
People got no idea what's like behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a big outlet for me doing these videos and doing the stuff. But, like, you can wake up, open your eyes in the morning, and think, yep, I'm going to smash today. Today's going to be fucking awesome. And I'll get up and run to a wall, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hate today. Fuck you today. Or who left the dishwasher down, you know. Yeah.
Do you ever fucking sort of, like, go to bed and just think, maybe I'm going to wake up and fucking be able to see? Or
so there was, I'm glad I watched it and I still wish I didn't watch it. There was a documentary they'd done on this fella. He's got retinitis pigmentosa. He's he was my age at the time. And he broke the land speed record for a blind man on a motorbike. So they took him like the Salt Lake City or whatever it was, and fucking Vegas or whatever it didn't. And they did so what they did, they put him on the motorbike, and they put another bloke beside him, he fully sighted, and rode beside him, and just guided him.
Yeah,
and
right.
Yeah, he's fucking, and he was stone cold blind. Anyway, they did a interview on him, like a current affair or something like that, and he got down to 5 degrees where I'm at now, and he woke up one day and gone. Opened his eyes in the morning, pitch black.
Fuck.
Yeah, and I fucking wish I never watched a documentary for that part, because now all I do is open my eyes in the morning and just hope I can see something.
See something, yeah.
Like, I look for the light on the air conditioner, or I'll quickly pick my phone up, and there's been days there where I'm going to pick my phone up, my phone's more flat, and I'll fucking freak, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, today's the day. You know, yeah. And you see the light on the air conditioner. I'm like, oh, I'm right. So, and they said to him, they said, how'd you feel that day you woke up and you couldn't see anything? And he goes, relieved. And I fucking full-blown can relate to that. I believe him. Because there are days, man, where I think, fuck, just turn these cunts off. I'm over it. I'm over battling. I'm over fucking hurting myself. Just turn the cunts off. Let me go blind.
Yeah.
But then I think, fucking hell, then what? You know, then I do think that I might just crawl into a hole. And that scares the fuck out of me too. So I just got to keep battling. I just got to keep smiling, being me while I can.
Like you said, you got these things to look forward to, you know, that you found, you know, with the Sunday outfit and stuff like that, mate. And you know, so blind man Dan on all the socials, is it? Like, yeah, Instagram, blind man Facebook.
Socials, yeah. So I just started doing doing the giveaways, like every Tom, Dick and Harry's doing, you know, doing these giveaways. But I've been watching that sort of business model for a while now. I think that's fucking awesome. You know, like doing these giveaways. So I've jumped on that. I'm trying to be different to the rest. Like, everyone's doing a fucking pimped out four-wheel drive or a boat or caravan. I'm trying to do different shit. You know, like, I got that pimped out 90cc Yamaha Grizzly with a fucking custom-made little punt on the back with a custom-made aluminium trailer, all matching mag wheels.
Yeah.
2.5 horsepower Yamaha. You know, it's fucking this powerhouse machine, that bastard. Yeah. You know? It's got enough talk to turn back the tide. And, so I'm trying to do different shit like that. And so that was my first one. Fuck, I'm at a loss. I've got fucking like $1,000 to go before I hit target. And tomorrow it closes. But even at that's breaking even, you know. So, but I am pretty passionate about supporting mental health charities.
Yeah.
Because of what I'm going through mentally. Like, I want to, you know, try and get that out there more. So, I've managed to, I just sold my personal quad bike a couple of days ago. I got $3,000 for that. So, I'm going to give that $3,000 to TX.
Yeah.
For this giveaway.
Yeah.
But hopefully my next one's going to go better and I can, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have to keep selling shit, you know.
Well, mate, I think it's a fucking great thing that you're doing, finding a way, you know, to keep making an income with the condition that you got and stuff like that, and having an interest in toys like that and knowing what blokes are into. So, mate, do you promote the raffles and sales and that on your socials? Like, people were keen to go and have a look where to, you know, buy a ticket and stuff like that.
Yeah, just jump on Blind Man Dan, click on the link at the top of all the socials and take you straight to my website.
Yeah. Yep. So this will be out Friday, bro. What would the next one be, you reckon, what you're looking at?
I just bought a new brand spanker. I've got to pick it up when I get back. Is a CF Moto 400, and it's a four-wheel drive, the diff lock and winch and all the shit. But then I will go above and beyond and pimp that fucker.
Mm.
It will look holy shit out of this world.
Yep.
So he'll have the stereo and a few other gadgets that, you know, people don't usually have on quad bikes.
Yeah.
Like even this 90cc, man, I put fucking blue neons under the whole thing. And I even ran a wiring loom down the fucking trailer.
Yeah, right.
And put neons on that too. So you plug it in with the Anson plug and it's just fucking, it looks sick at night.
Yeah, unreal, man.
We're not going to see it.
Yeah. No, that's good, bro. It's fucking cool that you're
I'll keep doing shit like that. I've got some pretty cool ideas with what I want to do, like giveaways. It's it's been a bit of a hard slog.
Yeah,
we'll see how it goes. It should be a good thing.
No, that's good. Is it? How have you gone? Have you ever had to reach out to any of the mental health charities and stuff yourself? Like, have you ever experienced anything like that?
I haven't reached out to those ones. I have. It ended up to the stage where, like, I never went on antidepressants.
Yeah,
nothing. Like, I was just on a mission to fucking make a difference with, you know, with the businesses and that. And
yeah,
but I was in a bad way. And Mum was always saying, "Can you go and get some help, please?" I said, "No, I'm all right. You know, I'm all right. I don't need to talk." And we got to the stage. It was about fucking 2 years ago. I was just standing at the kitchen sink, and Mum goes, "Are you all right? You're all right, Dan?" I fucking wasn't, eh?
Mm.
And I just turned around and just dropped to the ground and bawled my fucking eyes out, eh? He's like, "What's wrong?" I couldn't even tell what's wrong. I had no idea what's wrong with me. I said, "You're going to take me to the doctor." I went to the doctor and put me on antidepressants. And yeah, it fucking straightened me out 100%. Like, I had no patience anymore.
Yeah.
You know, working on stuff, you know, overhauling fucking old trailers and shit and losing me spanners and, you know, where the cunts are right there beside you. The frustration level's next level, you know.
Yeah.
And it got too much. So I ended up having to go on antidepressants. And which is something I never thought I'd do.
Mm.
You know, like I made it this far. I was only 2 years ago. I made all through that stress of the business and never touched a thing. And then now I'm on antidepressants, and I don't blame any bastard to go on them, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and I'm going and seeing the counsellor. It was fucking shit house. It felt like a money grab. This psychologist.
So
it was this fucking shit house. Got rid of that, but now I've just got a life coach.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I've got a life coach. We talk all every day, you know. He checks in every morning.
Right, yeah, righto.
Right, I can't. Fucking, what are you doing? Fucking, yeah, he's fucking savage, eh?
How'd you come across that? Or is it something that people could access if the...
I highly recommend life coaches, eh?
It's pretty intimidating going to see a counsellor and stuff like that, and they're pretty much...
Yeah.
Which, like, you lock in for an hour and they got a revolving door of people.
Yep.
But how does this life coach thing work?
So with the life coach, like, I found this on social media. There's blokes always advertising life coaches and stuff, you know, what they do. And I looked into one and said, "We'll get you back on track, you know. We'll fucking hold you accountable. We'll get you eating right, get you exercising, talk strategies." Like, I wanted someone to do business with too. You know, I don't want to just talk doom and gloom.
Mm.
You know, like, "Oh, I'm life shit. I'm blind. I don't want to do that sort of shit. I want to fucking talk about shit that can better me."
Yeah.
And counsellors don't, not so much about that. They want to fucking get to the nitty gritty of your fucking deepest, darkest fucking, you know, troubles.
Yeah.
So with the life coach I got, he gives you accountability. So every day, like, he'll text me, and he's awesome. He's like, yesterday I fucking opened it up. "What's going on, you piece of shit?"
So I suppose, you know, someone who sort of gets you a little bit more over
you
gotta time.
I tried one and it was no good. He was nice young fella, but fuck, man, he's like 23 years old. Like, can't you?
How do you relate?
You haven't done a fucking quarter of the shit I've done. You know, very spiritual, very spiritual. Yeah. And I can handle a little bit of spiritual, but I can't handle too much spiritual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was too much for me. So I give him the flick, and then went to this other bloke, and he's fucking been all through the same shit I've been through. With business and letdowns and fucking bad relationships and all the shit, and we just relate.
Oh,
and that's
awesome,
how he starts his day. "What's going on, you piece of shit? Right, I can't. How many fucking steps you gotta do for me today?" And yep. like, really, really, and awesome. If I've got business problems, we talk. Only a few days ago, boys, I was fucking, like, I was having a mental breakdown. I was just, got myself in a really dark spot.
Yep.
In the head, and I rang him. He answered the phone, sent me out of it.
Yep. Well, that's awesome to know, because honestly, I didn't even know if it was really a thing. And I suppose, I don't want to say too, like, some people might find the counselling works for them, sweet, you know. But for all those lads who it doesn't, at least there's another
avenue. Look, I'm not going to knock the council. I've got mates that actually love the council they go to, you know. But I need more interaction.
Oh, sweet, man. That's good, though, that you found something that's fucking helping you out. You got something, you know, you're positively putting your effort towards and shit like that. It's fucking cool, bro.
They can be expensive. Like, the first one I went with was $1,000 a month.
Yeah, right.
You know, I was like, fucking... And then it wasn't even the one I wanted. The one I wanted was fucking $5,000 a month.
Yeah, right.
It was next level. Like, fucking, geez, I can't justify that. So I can justify $1,000. And then now I'm down to... the one I got now is like $800 a month.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's good.
Oh, that's good, man. Good. That's fucking sweet that you found something like that.
Yeah.
So is Blind Man Dan, is that supporting... Like, and you're like, this business, is this what's supporting you at the moment?
No, I've oh shit, man, I reckon I've forked out $30,000 for the first one, eh?
Yeah.
Just to get it to happen. I fucked up, but like I put a lot of money in the wrong spots. With the Facebook marketing.
Yeah.
It wasn't going where it had to go. And it wasn't ads weren't getting approved, and it was just a fucking shit show. But it's all stuff I won't do again. You know, it's all learning. So pretty much I'd just combine and sell on stall, you know, on the side where it's hard, but I just want to concentrate on this, but like, fuck, I'm running out of money.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's all about that balance, eh?
Yeah.
Well, mate, I fucking hope that we can get some people over to you and have a look at what you're doing next, and because I think what you're doing is fucking unreal.
Yeah, I keep ramping it up, keep doing shit I'm not meant to do, buddy. People seem to like me videos when I'm doing shit I'm not meant to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always do, don't they? They're happy if someone...
When you're toeing the line, they love it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you've seen the video of the dad train.
Fucking...
Me mate, he's got 5 daughters, 5 years old and younger.
Yeah,
right. Oh, fuck, man. I can't even listen to sex ed, eh? It's fucked. He did not rap it. And, yeah, so...
I can't talk, eh?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to have 4 under 4.
How many you got?
Oh, I'm about to have 4 under 4.
Oh, fuck me, swinging.
Bought a TV.
I hope it works better than this fucking thing.
Yeah, we didn't even Google anything after all this.
Hey, we still got a bit to go.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So I went and thought... Because he wants me to go over there all the time, you know, because the kids fucking adore me. They all call me Uncle Dan.
Mm.
And... I said, fuck, man, it's just a mission, because they think I'm a freaking show ride.
Yeah.
You know, going, there's kids hanging up everywhere, and we've got prams, and we've got trolleys, and we're going to the park, you know, we always go to the park, put some beers, and it's just a fucking mission. I said, that's it. We need a dad train. I said, what do you mean? I said, stand by. He asked me to come over, so I turned up with my fucking electric scooter and 4 carriages.
How good.
Fucking awesome, man. Like, I was just like... I was like fucking happier than schoolgirl Justin Bieber concert when that thing worked.
You would have been the favourite there, bud.
Oh, the girls just thought I was a duck's nuts.
Yeah.
The funny, the girls come out, is this safe? My fucking earth is safe. And they just jump straight in.
Yeah.
And away I go, man, on the scooter, towing these fucking 4 carriages.
Yeah.
It's just those beach carts. Went to Bunnings, bought fucking D-shackle linkages and everything that made them all properly.
Yeah.
And it's fucking sent it.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah,
unreal.
Fucking nice.
So that went viral. That was
good shit.
Yeah.
So fucking oath, bro.
Doing more dumb shit like that.
Yeah, that's... mate, we got a few fucking questions here. Yeah. When we knew we were getting you on, because there's been a few questions pop up before about, you know, trying to get the chance to ask a blind person something, you know? And, you know, as we found out during this episode, maybe one day you're going to be fully blind.
Yeah.
However, you're not now, but I just thought it's a good opportunity to see what people want to ask a blind bloke.
Yeah.
And, like... a couple of questions that you might have to face later in life. So we'll fucking rattle off a few of these if you don't mind.
Yeah, right, upper.
There's now this was the most frequently asked question by a fucking country mile, and it's how do blind people know when to stop wiping their ass? Now, I had to read this one that was worded in a particular way that dropped me, and so shout out to Hayden. He said, how do you know if you've got a bit of lingering doot soot after a session on the loo?
Well, look, there's... there's times where I've had to take, you know, fucking dumps in public toilets where you can't find the fucking light.
Mm.
You know, there's been plenty of times like that. So, yeah, pretty much by taste.
Yeah.
if you lick it and it tastes like shit still.
Yeah. Shit, no, good.
Wipe
yeah.
it again.
Yeah, yeah. Respect. No, that's the guy. Yeah. I suppose, like, you could go through a bit of a thing, even people who can say sweet. You just guess when you think you're finished and check. And if you nail it 10 out of 10 times and you're on the right track, right? Like, how else would you fucking go about it?
I haven't been nailing it lately. Sometimes I can wipe a whole fucking roll. And I'm like, what is going on?
Fix that diet up, mate.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fucking hell.
No, just go by feel. You know what the rest is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the fucking go, Russ. next one. How do you know when your food's cooked? I suppose they're talking about fucking steak or watching other shit.
You know, that actually is... I'm having trouble with that now.
Yep.
Yeah. I fucking I'll go and cut a steak thinking, oh, that's fucking perfect. And serve it to everyone. Are you gonna cook this cunt?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? I cut it, it's fucking perfect. And I'm like, it's still fucking raw. Like, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It would take a bit to fucking, I suppose, the old.
Would you start what would be overcoming that, setting a timer? Like having like a
just fucking man up and eat the cunt raw?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, fucking oath.
I like medium rare.
Medium rare is a go. Fucking oath. More of a medium bloke myself, but I'll dabble in a bit of medium rare.
Around pubs, and we go medium.
Yeah, that's right.
When you're at a proper restaurant, you go medium rare.
Yeah, you don't know if they're going to nail it or not.
Yeah.
Fucking oath. One bloke said, do you still stand up to piss? I suppose you would now, but I mean, it'd be a hard one later on.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I fucking don't.
Yeah, mate, I don't blame you. It'd be fucking
a lot of times. See. A lot of times, I will fucking sit down.
Mm.
I tell you, I should have sat down on the train the other day. Fuck me! I was like, I'm not gonna sit down on that bastard. And I tried to shoot it in. I shot the fucking thing everywhere. Where
like
I
a sprinkler. Yeah,
it was going off like fucking, you know, sprinkler hit by the mower. It was crazy.
When you just walk out? Oh, mate, whoever was in there before me.
Some kind of dusted that toilet. Yeah, there.
Hide your cane behind your back. Someone just sprayed all over in there, mate.
Nah, a lot of times I do take a seat.
I don't blame you.
Because you know, play on.
Like, I was shoot. Like, I could see me fucking dick still, no worries, you know. Mm. Like, it's not huge, but it's there. And I'm fucking shooting, and I can't see the fucking stream, mate, for the life of me.
Yeah.
And I go,
work with the sound.
Yeah. And like, nah, that wasn't water. Hit again. Fuck, that was seat.
You know, stainless bar.
Like, that's no sound at all. He's like, what the fuck are you hitting now? You know, like, it's like, oh, fuck, sit down.
Oi, I don't blame you, brother.
Yeah.
Fucking oath. This should bring up a couple of yarns, bro. What's the weirdest place you've found yourself in by mistake or any injuries from running into shit?
Oh, fuck. We're going to need another segment for that.
That dishwasher folded me when you said that.
It can go fuck itself, a dishwasher.
Who leaves the dishwasher thing down? That's just criminal.
Vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
When my housemate will leave the fucking vacuum cleaner out of the time.
Look what we've done to your hair. There's a heap of cords at your feet as well.
Yeah, that's
right. This place is a total maze.
Yeah.
I'm going to find shit you didn't even know you had. fucking... It's got me in a lot of dramas, like in the pubs.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, I was, there's one day there, I came out, it was my shout. You know, your fucking shout, cunt. I'm like, oh, fuck, God. I always said, I'll just give you the money. I'll give you the money, you go. You know, nah. Yeah, I fucking went up. So I went up, and as I went up, my mate went to the toilet. So I go on the bar, and I got the fucking beers, and I'm walking back out, and he's gone to the toilet, and I sit down at the table, and he's come out a bit, you know, a few minutes after me. And he's all fucking scruffed up and he's fucking got the shiner and he's all flustered and shit. I'm like, fuck's wrong with you? You're fucking wrong with me, cunts. I'm like, what? What happened? He goes, you fucking bumped into that fucking bitch and the bastard was going to bash you. I don't know none of this.
Oh, true.
Yeah. He goes, you bumped into that fucking chick and spilled beer on her and old mate was going to fucking bash you. I've seen it, jumped in, and he's fucking up me instead.
True, and you didn't even notice anything?
None of it.
It screws through.
Yeah. You just said, well, you silly cunt, I told you to take the money.
Yeah. And he's like, I fucking hate you, eh?
So they just let you go off for a lot and just watch you for a laugh. Through every couple.
They most love it. They love it. Yeah. Watch this guy. Watch him get around. You know, it's fucking funny. The other day at the pub, my mate walked over. He started tuning these chicks in the smoking area. Dark as fuck, eh? I'm like, fuck. I don't want to go over there. He goes, come over here. He rings me. Come over. oh, all right. So I fucking bounce my way through this, and I get there. I crawl up on this fucking stool. I turn to this buddy person. All right, here you go, bloke. Bloke? I'm not a fucking bloke.
Oh no. Mate,
fucking whack up the back of the head. His buddy's drinking. He's pissing himself laughing. Like, oh, fucking shocking, Bloody good one was Gold Coast. I was doing my tech training for my apprenticeship, and the boys wanted to go on pub crawl. And, like, you know, they sell you tickets on the fucking street to do pub crawls.
Yeah.
And we did this pub crawl. We went to this one place called The Bedroom. And I was seeing the name, and I went, fuck this. Like, I'm not going in there. And they're like, come on, Kane, you're coming with us. I'm like, fuck. So I'm going down these stairs, like, it's underground. So
isn't surfers, isn't it?
Yeah. So going down these stairs, and we got to the base. I'm like, stay with me, you bastard. And there's this silence. Oh. Stay with me. He's gone. He's fucking gone. He's left me. And I cannot see my hand in front of my face. It's pitch black, eh? And I can see the bar. It's a neon bar. So I've just gone beeline straight for it. Well, I've just kept falling over beds. Beds full of people. And they are kicking the shit out of me, man. Bashing me, fucking pushing me out. And then I go to the next one. Fucking bang, hit this bed again. Bash me, shit me out. I get to the bar, and this bar boy's like, the fuck was that? And I was like bloody 18, man. I look like a fucking 14-year-old dude. He goes, that was the dumbest shit I've ever seen. I said, mate, I can't see shit at night. Give me a drink. And he's like, fuck, that was funny. He gives me a drink. Like, it's pointless me being there. I cannot see my hand in front of my face. You know, I've got no idea where my mate's gone. Like, I'm out of here. So all I could see on the roof was the exit sign. So I walked straight for that. Fucking, what I just went through getting in, went through going back in again.
True. So, what's the go there? Are people laying in the beds? Are they rooting or what? Are they?
Mate, they could be
like day loungers. I think. Like.
I thought it was fucking beds.
Yeah, actually, there you go. Google.
What does the bedroom nightclub look like in Surfers Paradise? I haven't been.
There you go. I'll give Big Quentin something to do.
It was fucking terrible.
Yeah, well, so you just thought, fucking grit the teeth and just play us through them on the way. Yeah.
That's all you got to do, man. I just got to keep going towards the light. Like a fucking bug gun on a bug zapper.
What'd your fucking mate reckon when you bumped into
some
him?
Shit, mate. He runs up, man. Like, I made it out.
And
he watched the whole thing from the fucking dance floor, he reckons. And I got up, and he runs up, and he's hanging off. He's pissing himself laughing. That was the funniest shit I've ever seen. I said, you can get fucked. I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Should start the old, just tie your 1 meter rope to your mates.
Is this it here?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking brothel.
Is that dark? I can't even see it on the TV. Look at the bastard.
If that's not for rooting, then...
Mate, there'd be people fucking in there for sure.
Oh, what the fuck?
What do you all just sit on there like a big cesspit? Like,
yeah.
That's what. Where's the D floor?
Oh, yeah, right, eh? Yeah, that's a bit weird, eh? It's just got the fucking beds.
No, it was next level. I wish I could see it.
You can't see. There must be like a D floor here somewhere because you can't see any beds in this photo.
Oi, while we're on this topic, when I say I'm going to the pub and I know it's going to be a big one, I'll be like, man, I'm going to get fucking blind. What do you say? Like, if you're saying I'm going to get on the piss.
Maggoted.
Yeah, right.
Legless.
Legless.
Hammered, maggoted.
Legless, that's my favourite one when someone walks in the bar and they've got a prosthetic leg or something. I'll go, oh, Lee, this cunt's legless. You know, and it's pretty good.
Mate.
So to walk around.
I've got a story for that. I went to this buddy 30th. A few weeks ago, and she hired out the whole top floor of this pub in Townsville. Anyway, I'm up there and I'm just having a few beers and whatnot, and I only had like 2 beers. I wasn't drunk at all. And I've walked up to the bar, and here's this bloke, and he's got crutches. And I'm going, oh, look out. He's fucking legless already. And he turns back, yeah, mate, something like that. I'm like, you're not very fucking friendly, are you?
Yeah.
You ain't a fucking rude bastard. Anyway, so I grab my beer and I'm going back to my bench and I'm just sitting there, you know, scanning the room. And I've looked. This cunt was fucking missing a leg.
So he didn't see the funny side of it.
No. I did not know he was missing a leg. I didn't see that fucking part. And I'm going, you got to be fucking kidding me. He was sour as I
should have said, don't worry, brother, I'm blowing.
Sorry, mate, I couldn't see it.
I thought, how am I going to get out of this? So all I did was get my cane out and just started walking around the cane just so he could see that I was fucking retarded.
help you out a bit.
Oh, man, I can't believe it.
Oh, wow. Mate, fucking
hell. As much as you didn't want the cane at the start, like, sometimes, like, just to let people know, it's been the best thing.
I'm kicking myself I didn't do it 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
A Guide Dogs Australia, they came and see me, and they come to my office, and they start training me for the cane.
Yeah.
Bawled me eyes out, eh? I don't want to face facts that I had to use the cane.
Yeah.
And I'm kicking myself I didn't just man up and do it.
Yeah. What about the dog, bro? Like,
they want to give me a dog. I keep saying no.
Yeah, right.
Because I feel like a fraud. You know, like, you put me in Woolworths, Bunnings, man, I can't see shit. I know I can't. You know, but like, you put me in the boat, and I feel like I can see the whole world.
Yeah.
You know? Don't get me wrong. I still hit a lot of shit, but I still feel like I can see the whole world.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get on my mate's jet skis and take the jet ski for a lap. I said, what are you going to do? Walk the fucking dog down the dock? Come on, mate, get on the jet ski with me. Off we go.
Yeah,
it's like it just doesn't make sense for me to have a dog, you know. But I don't know, they're pushing it on me, eh?
But bro, like, I suppose how much nicer would it be though walking through Bunnings and shit? Like, if it does make your life better, the cane's
made a big difference for that, eh?
Good, man. Yeah. At least you can not run into those yellow fucking poles like you.
Oh no, I still get them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I get those bastards. I get the fucking still get those slippy when wet signs. God, I hate them bastards.
Yeah.
And getting pretty good at kicking those.
Mate, another common question that we've been hit with a few and haven't got it here is who picks up guide dog shit?
He doesn't know yet.
Yeah, nah. But I wonder who would. Like, you'd have to be. They reckon, oh, it's just them. But sure, Cam and I were saying if there's any leeway with leaving a dog shit, it'd be then.
They're pretty high trained. They don't shit when they're at work.
Yeah, right. So they're like trained to shit in a certain time.
Yeah. So when you put a harness on a guide dog, it's like they call it it's at work.
Yep.
So they don't pat a guide dog when it's got a harness on it, and like, because you know it's working. As soon as you take the harness off, it's a dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's fucking pretty impressive, eh?
So I think they're trained to not take a shit when they're on harness.
Yep. There you go. Mate, this one was fucking pretty funny that someone wrote. He reckons, do you get aroused when women's tennis is on? You got to give it to that guy. That's pretty fucking
good. Eh? That's pretty funny. I get aroused when it's not even on.
Yeah. Oh, fucking oath. But nah, man, that was fucking, a few questions from the fucking weapons on the socials. Anyway, there's plenty of fucking idiots on there. But,
oh, yeah.
Mate, my little question for you, like, is there anything in particular that you definitely want to go see before you might lose vision one day? Like, anything in the world that you're like, I really want to see that before I come?
Just Australia. I want to see Australia.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, a mate of mine, we got banded together and we got a few sponsors on board and they decked out a four-wheel drive for us.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tour around Australia and raise money for, you know, like a retina in Australia, eye conditions. We did a few trips, but then COVID hit and just shut that down fucking chronic. And then he ended up having a baby and he got a little bigger in business now. So that's all been put to a bit of a halt. I got a fair bit of guilt there because I feel like I've still got a lot to owe to these sponsors that done all this for me. You know, they're all good. Like, I've spoken to them about it, but I still want to complete that mission.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that what I'm doing now with the Blind Man Dan and the giveaways and the merch, I'm hoping that's going to take off enough where I can now fund that and I'll go back to all those sponsors again for a new vehicle and just pay them. You know, whatever you did to the vehicle before, do it again, but I'll just pay you out of my pocket. And I want to hit it again and just see Australia.
Yeah, that's an awesome goal to have, bro.
Yeah, so everyone's like, oh, go and see the world. Honestly, man, my only desire is to see Australia, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, good shit, man. Well, hopefully you can fucking make that happen, bro.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. And take my kids. Like, it's good. I took a young fella with me. And, yeah, it was just, it was awesome having that one-on-one time with my boy. And
Yeah,
highly recommend any dad try and do that, eh? Take their son away and...
Yeah.
And then, I'll try and mix it up. I'll take my daughter to the next one and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's the go, man.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. Mate, we normally hit the guest with a few questions. We forgot a couple of times in that, but I fucking managed to remember them today. So I'll rattle a few off. What's your favourite alcoholic drink?
Oh, fucking... Lashes? 150 lashes?
Yeah.
Bit exotic on the beers, mate.
Mate, they fucking roll me, bud, eh? They just drop me on my ass, them buses.
Yeah, good stuff.
They're tasty.
Oh, 150 lashes. What about, have you ever been arrested?
No, but fuck, I should have been. I I'm a dickhead, eh? when we mates get arrested, I think I'm freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger and can take on cops.
Yeah, well, that's it. You've just managed to slip through every time.
Yeah, I do. But they're like, mate, you're going the right way to be arrested. I'll fucking arrest me then. If he goes, I go. Yeah. Yeah. What, they haven't yet?
Take me with him. I can't fucking get home.
Yeah. I got a DVA put on me.
Did you?
Yeah, the fucking old boy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, all the cunts.
Yeah, wow.
I can believe that. But no, I haven't been arrested yet.
Well, hopefully that stays, you know, as it is. Even though it's normally a good yarn when someone gets arrested, probably ideally not get arrested for all the youngins out there.
The other day I towed the fucking tinny to the ramp with me ride a mower. Of the John Deere.
Bobby Boucher.
I was going through the fucking through the pedestrian crossing. And I was waiting for the green light, little green man. And I thought, fuck, I'd quickly run across the road and set the GoPro up so I could film me going across.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I've jumped off the ride on, just sitting there on the fucking traffic island. And over the tripod and the fucking coppers come, eh? And they look straight at me. I looked at them. I'm going, oh. And they're snapping necks looking back at me. And I'm going, fuck, just close the tripod up real quick.
Yeah.
Jump back on the mower. I didn't wait for the green man. I just fucking sent it. I was like, look at these people. Please don't run over me. I'm going. They're all on the fucking indicator trying to do a U to chase me. And I'm going, fuck. So I'm just hooking on the ride. I'm trying that little tinny. And I'm ducking through the wet traffic islands up on the footpath. I got the roller door key to the fucking house in my pocket. So I pushed that. Oh, in. Push the button again. Down. Cobbles went past. Like, fuck it. Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Got out of there.
Dodged that.
Fucking nice. Well, you got away with one there.
I'm waiting for that to catch up. I mean, I put it all over TikTok. I went viral on TikTok. So they're probably knocking me door eventually.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Mate, what about, what's your favourite meal to cook? Got one?
Yeah, fucking, I love ravioli.
Yeah?
Ravioli and crumb steak.
Yeah, good stuff.
Put it together like the wogs.
That's a good one to cook without seeing, I reckon, because you just taste it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like when you wipe my ass. Yeah, it's so fun.
2 for 1.
Yeah. People love that answer to that question. They'll all be going, oh, what's he do? Taste? What? mate, have you got any phobias?
I'm just scared of snakes, eh?
Yeah.
Same. Just had too many fucking run-ins.
I've actually seen him have more run-ins than I've had myself. Oh, yeah? Cam. Yeah, he just fucking always finds a brown. Go reaching in for something. Fuck, an old rush is a fucking snake.
I legit think that's how I'm going to die. I think I'm either going to die from stress or from cancer, hit by a car, or a snake bite.
Well, it's not ideal for you if you still like being out and about and have the vision you do, is it? Like, fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of close calls with snakes. I just didn't know they were there.
Yeah.
I literally got off the phone with someone the other day, and he's only sent me a big snake on his dozer.
Yeah.
And then next minute there's one going across the dam, and I'm just filming it.
Yeah.
It just near lily pads. I'm like, for fuck's sake. Fuck, if I wanted to actually go find them, I can find them. And my missus is going, oh, I never see them.
Story of my life.
And I'm ringing them, make sure you have your phone torch on when you get out of the car with my daughter, like tonight. Just like, watch where yous are going.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah, no, I don't like snakes.
Mate, are aliens real?
Yep.
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 You reckon they are?
Yeah, I reckon aliens are real.
Yeah, me too.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out aliens.
Yeah.
It's just too fucking big that we don't know about out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're just like, surely.
There's got to be more shit going on.
There's something going on out there. Yeah. I don't know, it's more fun to believe in them anyway.
Yeah, I reckon.
What about, mate, have you got a fucking joke for us? Got any jokes off the top of your head?
Fucking shit, that's put me on the spot.
I've got one if you want a bit of time to think about it.
Yeah, right.
I haven't got one today.
Righto. So, there's these two blokes, like, not two blokes, a couple, moved to town and, like, just got started meeting all the community and stuff like that. And, you know, old mate was talking to old mate and he goes, what are you into, mate? What do you get into? And he goes, oh, not much me, but the missus is right into a cycling and that and just loves riding the bike. But I fucking hate it. So I just drive the car behind her. You know, she rides up to 10, 20 Ks a day. And he goes, but her pussy's getting sore, her vagina. And he goes, oh, righto, that's fucking drums. And he goes, oh, well, why don't you numb it? And my mate goes, numb it? And he goes, yeah, so she can't feel it, you know. And he goes, how is she supposed to numb it? And he goes, num, 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 num.
Oh, fucking hell. All I could do is one from me fucking duck bus days I used to tell the tourists. Yeah, so I said, all right, guys, now while you're in the Whitsundays, do yourselves a favour, all right, and go for a swim. Find yourself a sting in it and go for a swim. But while you're having a swim, just notice how salty the water is. Why do you think the water is so salty in the Whitsundays? And they're always like, oh, fuck, looking around, what? I says, whale breeding season.
Yeah. Paint a few good pictures.
Yeah.
Ah, good stuff, mate.
I used to do a Michael Jackson one, but it was frowned upon. I'd stop doing that one.
Yeah. Yeah, we tell a few that are toe the line every now and again, but, you know, they're normally the funny ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff, bro. Really appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks for making the effort of coming down, mate.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
100%. It was great. So, everyone listening, head on, follow Blind Man Dan on the socials. Fucking support what he's doing. I think it's fucking awesome. Yeah. And, you know, if he's got some stuff coming up, some prizes and shit, buy a fucking ticket, you might win it.
That's it.
I want to see this legend fucking cruising around Australia.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Yeah. Oh, good shit, brother.
Hopefully someone sponsors me with Caravan or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
hell. Maybe they go.
And something to tow it 100 with.
Yeah.
Oh, good shit, bro.
And some bastard to drive it too.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Yeah. All the best, mate.
Boys, cheers that, eh?
Appreciate it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.